Something very remarkable happened in Poland this past week. It was on the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, and somewhere between 1 million and 2 million Polish people gathered in prayer. But what was most interesting about the prayer is that they weren't all standing in one place. Rather, they were lined around the borders of their country, praying through the intercession of Our Blessed Mother for peace in their country, through her intercession for the protection of their country, through her intercession for the thanksgiving of the blessings upon their country, and also praying petitions for those who were in need within their country. It is that unique thing that we believe, that reality that we profess, that action that we take, that we know that prayer unites us to others and to God. That God calls us to be a people of prayer so that we might stand together as one in the unity of His love. We know that so well that we even say it often again so many times that we know it, but we often just kind of let it pass by. That as we celebrate this Mass tonight here in Campbell, California, there are thousands of other Masses being celebrated throughout the Western Hemisphere. And on this Sunday, there were hundreds of thousands and millions of Masses being celebrated throughout the world. And in each one of those, we were united as a people called to be one. That no matter where they were, whether it was here in California or someplace far off, we were united in prayer. We pray with, for, and in and through each other because that's how God unites us and makes us one. And of course, in that prayer, we are called then to unite ourselves to our brothers and sisters in a very intentional way. In our second reading today, that wonderful short part of St. Paul's letter, he reminds us what that looks like in a very beautiful way. He tells the people that he is writing to and to us, hey, you know, my life, I've had some really great times, and I had some really awful times. There are times where I was feasting, and there were times when I was starving. There were times when I was traveling in luxury, and other times where I was shipwrecked at sea. There were times when I was in prison being beaten, and times when I was celebrated with joy and blessing. And the amazing thing he says about all of that is no matter whether it was good or bad or somewhere in between, God was with him. And he knew that all he really needed was God with him to get through whatever was going on in his life. The good, the bad, the normal. And it is in that prayerful presence that St. Paul talks about, that God is with us, that we remind ourselves of today as we celebrate, as we join together in prayer, because there are so many things to pray for. Yes, there are the blessings in life. I can name dozens of them in my life right now, both here personally, in our parish, in our community, in my family at large. But there are also many things that are suffering in our lives right now, too. Those we know, many of us know people who are in the Santa Rosa, Napa area that is on fire right now. And need our prayer, need our comfort, and need our words of grace and blessing as we reach out in that unity as we celebrate Mass here to those there who are united to us, maybe by family, maybe by friends, but certainly in our faith in Jesus Christ. Because the amazing thing about our faith is it is a faith of joy. It is a faith of peacefulness. It is a faith that calls us to be lifted up, not put down. I have a friend who is a priest in Santa Rosa, Father Raul. And on the first day of the fires, his mother had to leave her home with his aunt. And they stayed with him that night. And the next morning, their house, which was a trailer in one of the senior living areas, was destroyed. He posted on Facebook the next day with a little red line circled around where her house had been. And for anybody who has ever went through an experience like that, you know how tragic it can be. And I can imagine the suffering that Father Raul and his mother and his aunt are going through in unity with so many others. And yet today on Facebook, he has a picture of the Sisters of Life, and they're wearing a little, you know, those little white masks over their face. And he types in the bottom, "Sisters embracing a new part of their habit." Because even in this tragedy, he sees the joy of the unity of life. Not looking down and saying, "Woe is me, I am being so beat up and terrible right now, I wish that God would just fix all of it for me." But rather, in prayer, in hope, in joy, in blessing, uniting ourselves to one another and seeking the goodness of God, the blessing of God, the hope of God, even in the difficulties and the tragedies of life. Because too often we can get caught up in the, "I'm having such a good time now, I can leave God alone for a while because everything is good." To the, "Oh God, everything is really bad right now, let me get down on my knees and wonder why God is not answering my prayers right now, right here and right in this place." And it is that movement of prayer that when we pray in the good and the bad and in the normal, that reminds us that searching for God, looking for God, being with God in the moment of life helps us to see the joy, the blessing, the peace, the hope, the mercy, the grace that God abundantly pours out upon our world, even in the most tragic of circumstances. Because God sends us, his people, into that place of blessing, into that place of hope, where St. Paul reminds us that God is with us and that God will provide all that we need if we simply reach out to him. Because as we reach out, others will reach towards us in that unity that we are called to celebrate. And yes, it's hard. No one likes tragedy. No one likes suffering. But it is that call of unity that turns it into a moment of grace, a moment of blessing, a moment of hope. That yes, the people of Sonoma and Napa and that area will be suffering for years as they rebuild, as they try to put together a life that has been completely wiped out in a single day, in a single moment. And yet they will be walked with and accompanied with others who seek the joy, the blessing, the peace, the hope of life. That is our call. That is what Jesus reminds us today of in the gospel, that we are all called to this feast, that we are all called to celebrate, to come in joy and blessing, and that God invites us freely, openly, and with hopefulness, that all we have to do is walk through the doors prepared to come and give our lives in celebration in the joy and the blessing of God's love. To come, to join, to be blessed. Because when we do that, then we are able to go out and do that within the world, to be strengthened by this Eucharistic feast that we celebrate today, to be strengthened by the gift that God has given to us, so that we may become his voice, his hands, his feet, his eyes, his embrace, that we may embrace him in our brothers and sisters in need. And that is why we come to celebrate. That is what we do as a people of God, united in love, united in blessing, and united in hope. And so as we come today to receive him, to be filled with him, to be unified with him, we come so to do so, so that we might serve one another in good times and in bad, in sickness and health. Those vows that so many of you took on your marriage day that expose the love of the Trinity to the world. So today, let us be that love. Let us be that hope. Let us be that joyful life, that life of generosity and of peace that God seeks to be with us and for us to share with one another.